The musical Cabaret is back on Broadway. It's in previews now and opens on March 14th. The songs are by John Kander and Fred Ebb, who also collaborated on the musical Chicago, which is having a very successful revival on Broadway. And the cast recording of Chicago is nominated for a Grammy. Kander and Ebb also collaborated on The Act, Woman of the Year, Flora the Red Menace, and Zorba. One of their best-known songs, New York, New York, was written for Martin Scorsese's film of the same name. Before we hear from John Kander, let's listen to Kander and Ebb performing a song from the film adaptation of Cabaret. It's introduced and sung by Fred Ebb, with John Kander at the piano, recorded in 1973 at New York's 92nd Street Y's Lyrics and Lyricists series.
Bob Fosse came to us and asked us for a ballad for a particular moment. He described it to us, and we thought about it, and we both remembered a song that we'd written about 7 years before that. It was in the trunk. And we took it out and played it for him, and he liked it, and it got to be in the movie, even though it was really 7 years old. We weren't supposed to know that, but now you know.
Maybe this time I'll be lucky. Maybe this time he'll stay. Maybe this time, for the first time, love won't hurry away. He will hold me fast. I'll be home at last. Not a loser anymore, like the last time and the time before. Everybody loves a winner, so nobody loved me. Lady peaceful, lady happy, that's what I long to be. Well, all the odds are in my favor. Safe and happy, that's what I long to be. Well, all the odds are in my favor. Something's bound to begin. It's gotta happen, happen sometime. Maybe this time I'll win.
Fred Ebb with John Kander at the piano, recorded in 1973. I spoke with John Kander in 1991.
Now, you met your partner almost on a blind date, so to speak.
Sounds like it, yes.
Yeah, because you were basically set up by the music publisher Tommy Volando, who had been publishing both of you independently, and what, he suggested that you get together? Do I have the story right?
He literally said, I think you two guys should meet each other. I think you'd like each other. And so since we always followed his advice separately at the time, we did meet each other, we did like each other, and we started writing almost immediately. I don't know, we were just pregnant with song all the time, it seemed to me. And from then on, we've been one of those marriages in which you're pretty faithful to each other.
What is your process of working together? Do you work together in the same room at the same time?
Right. Fred lives about four blocks from my house, and he likes to stay home to work. I like to go out to work. And at 10 o'clock or so in the morning, I'll go over to his house, and we will sit around the kitchen table and have some coffee and gossip a little and then go to work. And we, if we're working on a moment in a show, for instance, we'll be talking about the characters and the situation that we're about to musicalize. And Fred may have an idea or a phrase, and from that phrase, maybe we'll develop a rhythm. It's very hard to describe it after that except to say that we improvise together at the same time in the same room. It's a kind of unique way of working for us. Most people do not work that way. Either somebody hands somebody a melody or somebody hands somebody a lyric. That never happens to us, or almost never. And for the 26 or so years that we've been together, that's always been the way we worked. And it's always fun. I don't know how to say that without sounding goony, but it's true. Whatever else is going on in our lives, sitting together in a room and writing a song is always a good time, even when our work is bad.
Let me pick up on what you just said, even if the work is bad. Now, when do you decide that you don't like a song if you're going to tear it up? Do you know that right away, or is it like 3 days later that you realize, God, that was a bad song?
Sometimes you know it right away. Usually it takes about 24 hours. And then I'll come back the next day, we'll look at it, and we'll both stick our fingers down our throats and tear it up and go to work again. But that's never a terrible moment. I think it's very important, at least it always has been important for us to stay very loose, which allows you to write badly as well as to write well. But we write a lot, and we tear up a lot.
In some ways, I think you're best known for your anthem, songs like New York, New York, or even, In the World Goes Round, I think of as being a real anthem-like song. When you sit down to compose something that you know is going to be big and anthem-like, are you thinking about anything different than when you're sitting down to compose a ballad?
No, I think, at least speaking for myself, we just try to fill the moment. Each moment that you write for in the theater has its requirements, and you try to fulfill those requirements as honestly as you can, keeping the diction of the characters in mind and their real emotions. New York, New York is an example, though, of tearing up things and starting again. We wrote some songs for the movie New York, New York, and one of our assignments was to write a title song, and we brought it in and played it for Liza and Scorsese, and they liked it just fine. And Robert De Niro was there, who was starring in the movie, and I could see him over in the corner with Scorsese gesturing quite vehemently. And Scorsese came back and almost apologetically said that De Niro felt that the song was not a heavyweight enough song, and would we take another shot at it? Well, we were both highly insulted, of course, and said yes. And we were being very stuffy about it. Anyway, we went home and wrote the second version of New York, New York, which is the song that became very popular. The point of that story is that if it were not for Robert De Niro, we would never have had a hit song called New York, New York.
Start spreading the news, I'm leaving today. I wanna be a part of it. New York, New York, these vagabond shoes are longing to stray and step around the heart of it. New York, New York, I wanna wake up in the city that doesn't sleep, to find I'm a king of the hill, ha, top of the heap. My little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'd make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York.
Are there any tricks to writing a big song like that, like key changes or movements up the octave or anything that you feel like you draw on when you're writing a big, triumphant kind of song?
I have absolutely no awareness of them. I'm sure there are, I'm sure there are plenty of cliches that I create for myself, but I don't know what they are. There are people who have said that there's a kind of Kander and Ebb style to a song, or they can recognize a Kander and Ebb song. Well, I couldn't. I have no idea what we do. I just know that at the end of writing a piece, I'm happy if I like it.
When you're writing a song, do you dream the song until it's finished?
What do you mean by that?
Well, that you go to sleep and the song keeps playing and playing as you're trying to get to sleep.
Oh, yes. That's awful. And as a matter of fact, that goes on all during rehearsal. When I go out of town with a show or even when I'm in town rehearsing, I have a tape recorder next to my bed with a lot of chamber music on it, a lot of Brahms and a lot of Mozart, a lot of Schubert, something to erase my own music from my head so that I can go to sleep. I can remember when I was conducting musicals in Stock in the 50s, whatever show I was rehearsing would go on in my head all night long, and I could not go to sleep until I'd gotten through the whole score in my head, and it was murder. I remember when I was conducting South Pacific, and I finally got a technique. I would start from the beginning of the show, but I would race the tempo, and the overture went very in my head, went very fast. I remember Happy Talk went so fast that I almost laughed when I got to it. Finally, I'd get to the end, and then I could go to sleep.
Well, I want to thank you a lot for talking with us.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, too. Thanks a lot, Terry.
John Kander recorded in 1991. He and Fred Ebb wrote the songs for Cabaret, which is being revived on Broadway. It's in previews now and opens March 14th. The cast recording of the revival of their musical Chicago is nominated for a Grammy.